involved in training the abbots of those monasteries? Like how associated were they?
There was a lot of coming, coming back and forth, and so that, they would come down to Wat Pa Phong. I mean, he would send them off after some years of training, and then they would come back from. Once or twice a year, or check in, and Ajahn Chah would try to find the opportunity to go and visit the different places at different times. Especially that last Pansa that he was up at Tamsang Pet, and he went to pretty much every branch monastery and visited each one, and a bit of a tour to check in with people, and it would fluctuate at different times, and then different monasteries would get attention at different times, and a lot of it depended on that. On the circumstances. Ajahn Chah was not a system person, so that he'd respond to circumstances as best he could. And he would tend to try to move people around the bench monastery, so people get the experience of being with the different teachers. And a lot of it was sometimes just physical proximity. If you're closer to Wat Pa Phong, it was easier to go back and forth. Certainly for Wat Nana Chah, we were only 7 kilometers away, so it was easier for us to go back and forth. And Ajahn Chah would pop in fairly frequently. I think he was concerned to make sure that Wat Nana Chah was establishing good foundation.